11 after 7 o'clock on a Tuesday morning on WSJM with Jim Gifford and Spencer Rivers. And at this point in the morning show, also with our friend Jennifer Tomczyk, the marketing manager at the United Way of Southwest Michigan, it is time for Living United. And Jennifer is with us this morning, along with special guest Rob Vassar, who is the store director at Stevensville Meyer. First and foremost, Jennifer, good morning to you. How's everything?
Good morning. I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am also well, thank you. And let's welcome and say good morning to Mr. Vassar. Rob, how are you this morning?
Doing well, thank you.
Good. Everybody's doing well. So let's launch right into this because we have some business to attend to here. Jennifer, it's hard to believe, and certainly it's even more difficult to believe that we're almost at Thanksgiving based on the weather we're having. And the fact that it just seems like yesterday it was Labor Day, so...
No kidding.
But Thanksgiving is almost upon us, and I know you at the United Way have had many partnerships down through the years to help members of the community during the holidays, and this is no exception, and I know you are teaming up with the good people at Meyer and Stevensville to that event, to that end. Give me the scoop on the operation Thanksgiving, and then we'll get some details from Rob on Meyer's participation in this.
Sure. So this is the third year in a row that the Meyer Stevensville and Benton Harbor stores have partnered with us for Operation Thanksgiving, and those stores are providing 150 Thanksgiving food baskets to those in need of holiday food assistance in Berrien County. And there's tremendous need, you know, every year, but especially this year. And actually, the pre-registration filled up almost overnight. That's just a testament to how much we needed Meyer to step up and be a community leader in this effort.
Yeah, I think many of us get wrapped up in our own needs, issues, problems, and concerns. But you folks on the front lines of helping others are always seeing firsthand what the community's needs are beyond that. And in this case, trying to do something about it. Now, Rob, she said this is third year, so you've been there for all of these, correct? You've been around a while at Meyer and Stevensville.
I have been. Yeah. Absolutely. Right. I opened the store. It's going to be 10 years in May.
Get out of here, really?
Absolutely. It's hard to believe it.
We
flew by.
Boy, that is for sure. It's kind of funny because that seems impossible, 10 years. But on the other hand, when you drive by Meyer and Stevensville, it just seems like it's always been there. So it's an odd paradox there. So you then were instrumental in getting Operation Thanksgiving started 3 years ago. What was the deciding factor there, or what made you decide that Meyer should be involved in this process? Or was it your idea to begin with? I don't know who generated what here.
Well, it actually started as a phone call from the United Way of Southwest Michigan. I was presented with an opportunity to help feed our community members in need. What started as a request for special pricing turned into an all-out Meyer donation. It was a true fit with our community giving philosophy established by our founder, Henrik Meyer, and his son, Fred, 85 years ago. Take care of your customers, team members, and community, and they will take care of you just like a family.
So this started out just as a price reduction thing. I mean, you've done this with other programs, too. I know you've helped teachers in the past as well when the school year has started. So this just, it started one way, but then morphed into something much bigger than that, huh?
Much bigger, and it's been a joy. It's been a lot of fun. And actually, the team members actually get to help because we actually go down and we prepare the boxes or bags for the families, so... It's just been a great partnership.
So the process there is what? You get a list from the United Way as to what the dinner should include, and then you guys get them all together, and how does that work?
And they place their order, we get it together, we actually, a big truck comes, we fill it up, and we go and we put it together, you know, at another site. So we put all the boxes together.
Now, you said this was a phone call that came from the United Way. What's the upside for Meyer in partnering with the United Way, just generally speaking and also specifically in this case for Thanksgiving?
Well, at Meyer, supporting the communities we serve, the importance of family, combating hunger, and working with the United Way are all very important to us. So Operation Thanksgiving is a way for us to give thanks to our customers and help families enjoy a special meal together.
Jennifer, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's just a great partnership. We're very lucky. The United Way does wonderful things in our community, and it's great to be a partner with them.
Jennifer, were you the one who made that phone call 3 years ago?
I can't make that claim, unfortunately, but I have been involved all 3 years. So it's really fun. You know, the Myers whole team gets involved, and you know, they put the whole thing together. And I just want to say, you know, this year, you know, we're being safety conscious, so we'll be doing a drive-through distribution for everyone who's pre-registered for a basket. So they'll all be remaining in their cars while volunteers place food in the vehicle. So there won't be any contact, and then the team of volunteers will, of course, be taking all their proper precautions.
Very nice. Now, you said at the beginning of the conversation here that the request line, or I forget exactly what you call it, but that filled up pretty quickly. Where did those requests come from? How do you find the need that has to be filled?
Well, we have our 211 service. You know, people can call 211 for pretty much any need that they have to be pointed in the right direction for the right community resources. So we coordinated this through our 211. People just called the number. Said that, you know, that they were in Berrien County, that they did need holiday food assistance, and then we were able to put them on the pre-registration list. And that this year, I mean, it always fills up quickly, but this year it filled up almost overnight.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Now, Rob, Jennifer brought up something that's on the front burner for all of us, and that is safety in the era of the pandemic and of COVID-19. And I know you guys in the grocery industry have been on the front lines of this since the very beginning. And a lot of the protocol and a lot of the different things that we've come to learn are effective have actually been tried out by your industry, and you guys have been on the front line. So kudos to you and to Meyer for all the things that you guys have done to try to keep us safe, because everybody has to continue to, you know, to shop and get the necessary staples to keep everything, cooking on the home front. Anything new on that front as far as Meyer is concerned? I mean, this whole COVID situation continues to morph and change, and now there's this protocol and there used to be that. And is there anything new that Meyer is doing, or is it? I mean, I'm in there every day, and I see the wipe downs going down on the carts, and I see your greeters counting people, and so on and so forth. But what's new on that front for Meyer?
Well, it's really not anything new. It's the continuing to really make sure we have a safe shopping and working environment for everyone that enters the building. So, you know, I just want to say thank you to all the team members that come to work each and every day, and they work hard to take care of our customers' needs. And, you know, without customers, we wouldn't have a job. So we're very grateful for our customers, too. So thank you, and let's have a happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, there's a good thought and a good plan. So, Jennifer, now you said this is all taken care of. When is the distribution? Is coming up soon, or is it shortly before Thanksgiving? But the people involved, that's already been determined, right?
It has. Yeah, you had to pre-register, and that's all filled up. But we will be having the distribution on Saturday, November 21st. Okay. And then the people, they will have received instructions about how to do the drive-through distribution.
Well, it sounds like it's been pretty upbeat and uplifting situation for everybody involved. Mr. Vassar, do you get feedback from people on this, from those that have been helped since this is your going on third year now?
Yeah, absolutely, we get thanks. I get calls thanking for the food, but more important, the customers are actually excited about that we're out there helping people in need in our own community, giving back to the community that we live and serve.
Yeah, and you said that your employees, the folks that work there at Meyer, they get pretty excited about this as well?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. I mean, you can go out and you can laugh and you know you're helping others. It just makes you feel good, and that's what it's all about.
There you go. Well, it's Stevensville Meyer, and I think, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, I think I've made it through this entire conversation without saying Myers.
Yeah, you do. You fit very well. I've been trying
to be conscious of that all the way through here. So, hats off to me.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you, Rob. I appreciate it. And certainly everything that Stevensville Meyer does for the community. And certainly in this specific situation for the participation in and being the driving force, really, behind Operation Thanksgiving. I'll let you get to work. I suspect that it's probably another busy day ahead of you.
Absolutely. Getting ready. Those turkeys will be coming out very soon.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have to find some extra freezer space there, aren't you?
Absolutely.
All right, sir. Thank you kindly. I appreciate you taking a few minutes to bring us up to speed on this. And Jennifer, before I let you go, is there anything else that we need to know regarding the United Way and upcoming operations there, including and or beyond Operation Thanksgiving?
Well, we have Rake a Difference coming up Thursday, and while that's all locked down in terms of volunteers and senior signups, all the logistics are all planned out. We're super excited. We got like 700 volunteers who stepped up to go rake leaves for seniors who can't do it for themselves, and we're so excited. We're going to be going to all three counties, Van Buren, Berrien, and Cass, and taking care of seniors' lawns.
Man. Looking at my front lawn, I missed an opportunity right there. Holy moly.
Well, give me your address.
I qualify as a senior, just so you know. All right. Well, you guys just always do a fabulous work. And the two great programs here, Rake a Difference and Operation Thanksgiving, getting underway this week and over the next couple of weeks. Thank you again, Jennifer, for taking some time to bring us up to speed here on the happenings at the United Way of Southwest Michigan. And we'll catch up with you again here in a couple of weeks, I suspect. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And again, thanks to Rob Vassar, the store director at Stevensville Meyer.